welcome back to the Optimized Man podcast, formerly known as the Optimized Self podcast, but I am relaunching my Optimized Man program, and my content online now is aimed at mainly men. Women can get into it as well. I'll still have women guests on the podcast, but I'm talking all things health-wise, performance-wise, optimizing lifestyle for men in particular. So welcome back. Today is a conversation with John Clayton, who has a background in psychology and is a performance manager. Me and John know each other through a mentoring community we are part of called Uncommon Success. And we have conversations regularly with other members of our community about business, performance, exercise, training, lifestyle. And today, me and John had a great conversation about being a busy parent, a busy father in particular, how we navigate our day, our times, our schedules. We even talk about business and fitness, particularly around finding time to train when you do have a child or two, and responsibility about being a father. So I hope everyone enjoys the episode today. There are going to be more episodes coming out more regularly this year. And if you are a man out there who is struggling with low confidence, who has suffered from body image issues and needs to reach out, who wants to reach out and make a change in their life, check out my Optimized Man Instagram page, which is at Optimized Man, and get in contact with me. My email is optimizedman@gmail.com. We can have a chat. We can have a talk about where you're at, where you want to go, the changes you want to make, and I'm here to help. So guys, welcome back to the Optimized Man podcast. I hope you guys are having a great day. Enjoy today's conversation. Peace. I want to help men become stronger through exercise and fitness and more confident in themselves, you know, because as you know, probably being, you know, fairly fit, strong yourself, like that physical freedom and feeling strong in your body, it's not just the aesthetics of looking better, but it obviously goes into every other part of your life. So, you know, I think it's a very powerful tool for self-development. So I'm trying to show men that you can use it, you know, as a form of self-development. But anyway.
You know, it's funny. I can tie a few things in there. We were in Bali end of last year too, and my fitness was in a bad spot. I probably ate bad in Bali and all the rest of it. But carrying my daughter around, I remember walking and just starting to like get that little puffing going.
Yeah.
And I picked her up. Hey, and I've been doing a bit of rowing and a bit of long distance stuff. And I was like, I felt fine. I was like, I can enjoy this. I can, you know, throw her around. You can do more of that stuff. Having a good physical body isn't just about you. It's like, how can you engage with your family? How can you turn up every day? So I think there's some real power in what you're doing for like levels.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny just trying to dissect it so you have that PowerPoint. You know, headline to be able to like attract someone in to look at your page or to contact you. You got two daughters, hey? You said, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, just one, sorry.
Yeah.
So how do you guys, like, is your partner working as well? Yeah.
Yeah, she's 3 days a week, which isn't too bad.
Okay. Yeah. Is your daughter at daycare or she's at school now?
Kindy. So again, not too bad. She does 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Kindy.
Yeah. So are they your days where you're like, all right, this is where I get stuff done? I'm in my office or I'm, you know, working out and trying to create stuff?
Pretty much. She was off sick yesterday, so we had a bit of one of those days where I couldn't get much done. But yeah, when she's like right now, she's at Kindy. I dropped her off this morning. You just nail it down.
Yeah.
For sure.
You think when you have a kid, like if you're, it kind of makes you procrastinate less a little bit, because when you have the time available to be able to do stuff, you're like, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to get it done at 6 o'clock when she comes home, because you know you're doing bedtime and dinners. So for me, it makes your life more hectic, right? But it simplifies things a little bit as well, because like our son, he's just over a year now, but he does 3 days at daycare now, and
Since he's gone back to daycare and my partner's back, she's a full-time primary school teacher, it's given me those 3 days that he's there, it's given me a bit of a taste of what it was like before he was born, because my partner would go to work, I would train people in the morning, and I'd do stuff on the laptop, go exercise. So it's funny, you know, but then he has a day where he's got gastro or he had a fever last week, and then you realize your time is limited when you've got to go and pick them up early, and then you look after them for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you can't make too many big plans, eh?
Yeah.
And then they get dominated pretty quick. Yeah. But I'll tell you, the three things, you probably hit on a couple there, is one is cutting out all the shit. Like, I barely watch TV or any, like, we don't have own a TV anymore, but just cut it, all of that, because you'd fill the rest of the time otherwise. You'd find something to fill with. The other one is we wake up early now, so I'm going to bed 8 o'clock, 8:30, and getting up at 4, 3:30, so that we can make two blocks of it, like a block of 2 hours at least before she wakes up. Yep. Otherwise, I don't get a block of time all day long that I can get shit done.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the third one was. Oh, my partner's pretty good. I'll just say I need this time. We have a shared calendar. I block it in, and then we trade time. So she'll go, I want to go for a walk today. And yeah, so that's probably the three big ones. Sacrificing something. Something's got to give. Waking up early or finding a block of time away from them, and then working with your partners to figure it out and trading time.
yeah, for sure. Do you find it's strengthened your relationship too with your partner in terms of like communication? Because you've really had to, communicate better. Obviously, you know, when she's pregnant and you're going through the birth and everything like that. But then when you start to get back into your own schedule, you've definitely got to communicate. I do. I know that way better than we used to, because you both have the responsibility now of the child, whereas before you could just kind of be a little more kind of loose with your scheduling. Now it's like, your communication definitely improves, I find.
I'd agree. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It improves, but it shows you all the cracks pretty quick. So if you don't improve, you're in trouble.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, for sure. So how do you find like a day in the life for you? Like, where do you, like, are you working out every day? Like, for your physical, like, or your mental well-being as well? Like, what do you kind of do if you're living a busy life with a kid? Like, where do you find time and what kind of training are you doing?
For sure, man. It's funny talking to some of the other guys that have kids, and some, especially guys that do long distance. I'm like, how do you fit that in? Like, you go for a run for an hour and a half, or you're riding a bike for 3 hours. I'm like, I don't know how you could fit that in your lifestyle. But anyway, I just try and make it work around what I got. My missus goes for a walk every day, so I trade her a day. I want an hour to do my rowing in the afternoon. So I use rowing when I get home from work. I go straight in and do a row. So that way it's like, it's almost like switch context too. I don't turn up with my work hat on when I get home.
Mm.
So transition a bit better. I've found that's probably the biggest learning been for me, is like, I have enough time. It's more that I haven't switched well. Like, I come home and I've been performance managing some staff member, and then I, like, you know, on the thing with my daughter, like, you've got to put that back, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, stop. So changing context has been a big learning for me. I'm trying to get better at it still. I'm sure today when I pick her up, I'll be like, okay, you're not performance managing, or you're not doing whatever. But time frames, what was the original question? I'm getting
obviously you answered like how you fit your workouts in, you know, having a kid and a busier life. So like where you find time for yourself, really, and having to work on top of that. Yeah.
So it's trading. That same one before. The missus, we're like, we get 6 hour block. You get an hour here. I get an hour there to do my workout. The only other way I'd say is I've started to do, like, during the workday, I do like little micro workouts, which I'm sure a lot of people do. So I'll do a block of like an hour and a half, and then I'll do a 20 minute gap, and I might do 10 minutes of the squats or something. Go eat or go to the toilet, and then maybe do some juggling, and then go back in the block of work. And that, I get 4 blocks of those a day, and I keep on top of some of the skills I wouldn't do otherwise.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Have you talked to many of the other dads? Or, you know, we obviously had that dad's chat a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or so.
Yeah.
Did you talk to many of the other guys about, you know, parenting and stuff like that?
I talked to, what's his name? He's in South Africa.
There's a lot of guys. It's hard to remember.
Yeah. I think it might be Nick. Anyway, he's Yeah, I was talking to him, and he's actually doing some stuff on being a dad. So he's pretty much the only one I've spoken to. But there is another one. Geez, I'm forgetting all the names. But the one I was interested in mostly, I was reaching out about, was some of that shadow work about being a parent too, of like downloading shit that you've had in your past onto your kids, and like how can you start to be more intentional so that you're breaking that cycle? That was the stuff I was reaching out about. I haven't had too many general chats, honestly. Yeah. That's why I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. What are you conscious of? Like, if you don't mind sharing or talking about like some of the stuff that you might've picked up from your parents or they put onto you. Cause I definitely have a few things that I'm trying to like, you know, navigate through.
Yeah. There's a few different things. Probably the big one is my missus calls it shark music. When you're like, you think that you're in danger or there's something else happening and you just start getting that do-do-do-do, and then you just go, you know, you freak out and you overreact. So being okay with them falling over and all that, it's probably knowing that I have this internal thing going, they're going to get hurt or whatever, and chilling. That's a big one for me. And being patient's a big one for me. I sometimes can be like, I've given you two chances and then just flip my lid, whereas I need to be like, they're learning and figuring it out.
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, because our son, he's been sleeping a lot better than he has for like, you know, probably between 3 to like 9 months, it was pretty bad. And then he's gradually started to sleep better. And the other night he woke up multiple times and I'm like, said to my pa, I'm like, well, what do you think it is? And she was like, well, he's a 1-year-old baby. That's probably why. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I've got to remember that sometimes, that he's not just going to like, just because he sleeps well for a week doesn't mean he's not going to have, you know, he's going to teeth, he's going to get a fever. But I'm pretty conscious of like, you know, having like those body image issues as a younger man, like my dad was very self-conscious of his body as well, to the point that he would talk about it and be concerned about it around the kids. So then I ended up taking a lot of that on. But in saying that, he also worked out a lot, which made me get into training as a young, when I was a teenager and wanting to become a trainer. So he kind of had a bit of the antidote to like one of the issues, but I definitely took on a lot of his insecurities. So then I'm trying to be making sure that the language I might use around, you know, my son, and like, you know, particularly probably the language, because I'm very confident in myself now in terms of body image and being a trainer and being fit. So I'm not going to be shying away from that, but yeah, I guess trying to make him, yeah, just, I think I just need to be careful around the language that I would be using around my child, around like, you know, the insecurities that you can have, because you want to teach them to be healthy, fit, and that exercise is a great thing. And obviously the byproduct of that is mostly you have a great physique, good physique, and you're lean or you're muscular, but try not to do it in a way that like, you know what I mean? Like just using bad language that's going to make them think that, you know, if someone's fat in class, that they start bullying them because they're not, you know? So that would be a big thing. And probably that kind of flipping the lid thing, because my dad, you know, he had a bit of a short fuse as well. And I definitely have it within my relationship with my partner. Sometimes I can go from 0 to 100 pretty quickly. And my parents used to argue very like, you know, verbally abusive to each other in front of the kids. So then I always thought I'd never do that. So that's one thing I'm going to very be conscious of, is like, you know, like if we are having an argument or a debate, we need to really kind of make sure we come to an agreement at the end of it, so they can see that the argument gets kind of dissolved in the end. Whereas my parents were just like, blah, blah, blah. And then they would both walk off, you know, or run off or cry off, you know? So those things I'm pretty conscious about for sure.
Absolutely. They're tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's tough to be reasonable when you're in that frame of mind too, let alone, you know, realize that the kids are getting impacted. I can remember, you probably remember it too, but I remember the parents fighting, and it sort of sits with you a bit, and it's like, kids don't know that it's not them. You sort of take everything on board. You just sort of go, done, what could I do different, sort of stuff. Yeah.
And like, I guess my parents, when I was like, you know, 10 or 11, or when they were, you know, even before that, like, they're your whole world, right? Like, because they were to the point where they almost separated. They didn't separate, but that was, to me, was probably one of the worst things that could happen in the world at that time, you know, my parents separating. So you've got to remember how heartbreaking it is, you know, to see to see that stuff go on as a young kid for sure.
Yeah, that's tough, isn't it? I'm reading this book, The Myth of Normal, Gabe Amate.
You know him? Oh yeah, I know him, but I haven't read his book.
Yeah, if you get a chance, some of his is good, but he talks about trauma sitting into two camps. Mm. He calls, they always talk about trauma with the big T, but he says trauma with the little T is the one that is much more pervasive in society now. And it like people can get trauma through like having a parent that's not available or yeah. like not interested in them and or fighting or they're dysregulated and they imprint on them and all this sort of stuff can happen. And when you talk about trauma, often people think in car accidents, you know, cancer and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
All the big traumas. But he said the other stuff can show up in lots of ways, like a kid that can't handle their own emotions or you know, they might hide or get distracted or whatever. That's what I'm worried about is the shadow stuff of like, am I available? Am I regulating, co-regulating with my kid? Like doing enough work on myself that I'm not just automatically accidentally downloading more shit.
Yeah, because you want to, and because you might not be aware of it as well, that you're doing those things. So that can be quite scary as a dad for sure, is trying to think that you're not doing that stuff, but then you are kind of just subconsciously just kind of like going about, you know, doing it out of default based on your programming and your own trauma. So it's another thing to kind of be aware of for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. And obviously like a lot of what I'm trying to talk about too in like my Optimized Man you know, offer or program is to, you know, create that purpose, you know, through like, you know, physical struggle, working out, but also being a responsible man, a responsible father or partner, right? Because particularly since I've had a son, like your responsibilities, like are way more, you know, they're solidified in a way. Like things like even if it's going out and, you know, drinking or doing things like how you drive your car, because all of a sudden this kind of might dissipate as he gets older. But when you first bring your kid home, your baby home in the car, you're like, holy shit, I'm driving with them in the car. Like it's very at your awareness. So you are so responsible for something. And I know a few people and you hear stories of people falling pregnant, women falling pregnant, and then the dad like leaving, like, you know, freaking out and not wanting to do anything with it and not wanting to have anything to do with the child or the partner anymore because their relationship was on the rocks. And like, it completely blows my mind that men can particularly have that whole idea of getting someone pregnant and then completely bailing and not being part of that child's life like that. I feel like that's a massive, I don't know, you know, if karma's true or not, but it's like it's a bad thing to cultivate in your life, you know? And so owning your responsibilities is a big one, right? Like, I think if you don't realize the responsibilities when you have a child, like, you know, if it's with your time, the way you speak, the way you act, what you do, how you behave, like you've got to, it makes you become way more aware of your responsibilities for sure.
Yeah. And shifts where something sit. Like someone was saying to me the other day, what's your goals are uncommon? And I'm just like, my big goal is constantly now financial freedom. Yeah. And it's not for me, I've never really cared about money that much. It's the fact that what can I buy with money? I want to buy back my time and be able to say, I get to have time with them. I get to be a better dad. I get to show them that financial freedom is possible. They don't have to, you know, trade their time for money. They can do anything they want. Mm. Like there's so many for me as a parent that financial freedom just became number one out of my of everything else. But I, you know, you cut other things away because it shifts them. It reorganizes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's similar for me. Like, part of, you know, to have that geographical freedom, to have an online business, to be able to have the freedom and time to, you know, raise your family, you know, more on your terms. And being a personal trainer, I'm still trading like my hours for, you know, for money. You know, I go and do say 3 group training sessions in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, but I've transitioned from one-on-one to group, which is a progress in earning more money and working less, right? And because my goal is to eventually either create this group fitness business to the point where I can have some other trainer cover my sessions for me when I want, or if I want to go away for a week or two, you know, have a trainer come in. But in the background, I'm really wanting to get an Optimized Man online program sorted. So I have that option to want to move overseas or live somewhere else or move out of the city and have some land, you know, and work from home really, and have that time and freedom to raise your children how you want. So I think, you know, that whole financial freedom thing, I used to think of it as money was evil, you know, growing up in the Northern Rivers near Nimbin, you know, like that hippie mentality of kind of like greed and money is evil has completely started to shift over the last like probably 6 years, 7 years since I've been with my partner, and she's really done well, like making me more aware of finances and where the money is going, and, you know, looking at your separate bank accounts. Because before that, I was just like, it's there, one account for everything. And now it's like things are a little bit more organized, and that's made a huge difference. And then then joining Uncom and getting around Keegan and that, it's, yeah, it's motivated me more. Just that word geographical freedom or life on your terms, you know, is powerful. So, you know, being a sovereign man, being a sovereign individual, like it's, I think it's the most powerful thing, you know, that you could aim to do.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, it's a worthy thing to chase. Yeah. Even if we're, you know, wherever we get up to with it all, like I'm not going to set too many limits on myself, but I would like to, in the next 12 months, be working completely online and delivering a product of some sort, not being tied to my work.
Thanks again for listening today, guys. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with John Clayton. Now remember, check out at Optimized Man on Instagram. Get in touch with me, any men out there, if you are really wanting to make a change in your life and a shift to build confidence, to build purpose, reach out and we can have a chat. All right, guys, have a great day and I'll speak to you again.